Okay, so I guess we're working across the country because Marcel has volunteered to go next.
I was volunteered to do this in the first place, right? I want to echo Jean-Michel and first start by thanking all the organizers, and it's been very informative and interesting. So I'm a stand-in, as you know, for Franco, and naturally, I don't know what he would say. I just have to flavor it with my own observations for the central platform. So the first comment was that for the central platform, this was actually, as far as I know, the first time we all got together and got to know each other and find out what's actually going on. So that was certainly extremely useful. And from that meeting, as well as from the other meetings and some conversations, I sort of took away things that I would characterize as challenges and opportunities. And I have characterized them or categorized them in three different things. There's internal challenges to the network, external ones, and technical challenges. And I just want to briefly speak to each of those. The internal challenges are, for me, how do we really make efficient use of the potential intellectual synergies within the network? And we have some of that in place. And the central platform, I think it's fair to say, is very much on the conversion side focused, because it is really driven a lot by pyrolysis and what's happening at Western, not to put a takeaway from the other people. And there's, for me, there's already a value chain in place with the people at IC Farm making pyrolysis oil. There's some upgrading going on in my lab and with AJ, and we have Murray with the capability of actually evaluating what comes out the other side. What I really learned from that challenge within our platform, I think, is what's missing, and I learned that certainly by listening to Sean a lot, is I don't think we have enough feedstock people in our platform. Because where's the stuff actually going to come from? And I think in southwestern Ontario, where we're really, and to a certain extent into Quebec, and also a little bit into the prairies, of course, with AJ. But I think it's pretty clear to me, I guess at least I think that it's the source of the biomass will be agricultural sources rather than forestry, because then for that you would have to go much further north. And I see an opportunity there, and I'll try to work on this and try to engage OMAFRA, the Ontario Ministry of Agriculture, Food and Rural Affairs. And that was triggered in my head by a remark that Warren made, and that is, we have a federation, and it's the provinces who have the jurisdiction in many, many cases when it comes to natural resources. So, and we have so far, I think, completely failed to engage OMAFRA, and that's a mistake. So I'm engulfed there across the street from where I am, so I'll certainly make an effort to do that. And I think that would be a good idea for all the platforms to ask themselves the question, what are the equivalent institutions in their provinces and how can the provincial institutions contribute? There may be even opportunities for matching money. That would be really cool. So that's certainly one of the internal challenges that I have. Then we have the technical challenges. And again, this is something that I continue to learn about and appreciate. And I think Shahab earlier today nailed it. I think there's still a big, big disconnect from having a piece of wood or a bushel of wheat straw or whatever it is going to something that is actually a usable product in terms of fuel. I think there's some good work going on at the front end, and we know what it has to look at in the final version, but there's still enormous technical challenges that I see that will take probably years, maybe even decades still to address. So what I'm looking for within our group, and we have to think about this with Franco, I talked about the intellectual value change as an internal challenge. As a technical challenge, I see the actual material thermodynamic value chains. How can you go from step to step to step and make sure that every step you're taking in your biomass conversion to ultimate biofuels, that you're adding value at each step, or at least not do any harm? And that's not easy to do, I think. That's a big technical challenge. And then finally, I want to address something that I would refer to as external challenges. And in Ontario, in the rural areas, in the central platform, I think one of the big challenges is how do we engage the economically marginalized rural communities and revitalize them. And again, this brings about this theme, I think, Michelle, he referred to that small scale, and can we decentralize? What can we do? How actually farmers on the ground? What can we contribute in terms of concepts, ideas, and maybe even small scale operations that can be scaled to pilot, that can operate on a single farm or within a single municipality and add value that way. That would be one thing that I see is a good move to make sure that the biomass gets used as close as possible to where it's generated, because I think that would be the most effective way. And then finally, there is a challenge that also characterizes as an external challenge, and that is publicity and policy towards the general public. How do we position ourselves? What do we actually say? In order to be, we have to be honest. I think the general public has still this dream in their head that biofuels will allow business as usual, but I think biofuels, in my mind, are not about Mr. and Mrs. Smith driving their SUV to the next golf course. I think that's not where it's going. I think biofuels will have a very specific role to play in ensuring our food supply. That brings me back to the idea of revitalization of rural areas and decentralization. And the technologies, it's up to us to see how we can develop them. And so I think that's... Oh, yeah, one final point that I wanted to bring up is the industrial partnerships. Now, the obvious, I mentioned this earlier already, the obvious choices would be to try to engage the petrochemical industry, and in particular in the central platform that is the petrochemical cluster in Sarnia. I think that will be very difficult because I think the economics aren't there, and particularly not with the recent boom in shale oil and shale gas, and the potentiality that we may end up building a pipeline from Alberta to central Canada, which would, in my mind, be the preferable option rather than building it across the Rockies or down to the Gulf Coast. If any of the between all these factors and the decreasing price of natural gas and to a certain extent crude oil in North America, it would be very, very challenging, I think, to get real interest from that industry to interface with us and take the risk to interface with us and actually try some of these products that we hopefully will generate. I think that's all I wanted to say. Any questions?
Do we have questions from the audience? Everybody's going. I'm trying to listen closely, so I'm trying. I have several, but I don't know if I want to. Well,
go ahead.
I'd rather not be the only one, but I'm just curious. So you indicated that there's you think the major or primary feedstock is likely to be agricultural waste?
Well, yes. If you read the platform statement, it says Southwest Ontario and adjoining regions. Right?
Yeah.
So that's where it's, and we don't have that much forest.
Yeah, no, I recognize that. And what I was wondering about was the municipal solid waste. There's the whole business.
That could be part of it, absolutely, yeah.
Toronto dumping.
Yeah,
all of
that certainly could be part of it, absolutely, yeah. But municipal solid waste, a good chunk of that would be just one step removed from agricultural
yes,
inputs
right
anyway.
You're right about that, that's for sure. So, okay, and I was also wondering, you're indicating the potential issues with, you get all this fracking and the price of gas has come down and similar things are starting to happen with oil now. That's obviously a challenge with industry partnerships. Do you see anything coming on the carbon management side?
That's a policy issue.
Yeah.
Right? I'm a chemist. I think in thermodynamic categories. I don't know where the political will go. That depends on largely on how hard and fast climate change will hit us. If it hits us hard and fast, you might be able to muster the political will to do just about anything.
Yeah, Calgary.
And that's true for any platform.
Yeah. Calgary's being washed away, which what happens. So, yeah. Might get somebody's attention. Okay, go ahead.
This is maybe the This is maybe the hang-up that we're having. This brings me back to this issue of calling it a biorefinery. Because maybe we should not even try to connect to the petrochemical industry in a really big way. Maybe the answer is ask yourself the question, what does a technology look like that helps a farmer or a cooperative of farmers or forestry people within a 20 or 25 kilometer radius to collect all their material, process it on site into a simple fuel that allows them to make their own fuel and therefore decouple production of food from the fossil fuel supply. That would be my vision. And it's important because right now, and I've mentioned this before, the numbers are anywhere between 3 and 5 kcals of fossil fuel unit, energy unit burned for each food unit of kcals you eat. This is not a good position to be in. Right? Because if the oil price goes up, the first thing that goes up are the food prices. And if we can, and there's ecological and economic implications, all of which I think will be positive, and that is what I meant when I said trying to develop technology based on biomass that helps us to locally revitalize rural communities by using local resources as the fuel supply as well as the food supply. And if we do this, then the oil industry is not necessarily the best partner. Maybe the farmers are the partners together with the chemical engineering expertise we already have in the room.
So do you see potentially formation of energy cooperatives amongst farmers?
Yes, exactly. I would say let's say get 100 farmers together and they build a pyrolyzer and an upgrader, and it doesn't make a fuel that you can run in the latest Ferrari, but it can run a glow plug engine or a turbine and charge a battery and run a combine that way or whatever. But you can certainly meet at least part of the diesel fuel input that usually goes into farming could be supplanted by that.
Yeah, I certainly, when I speak to farmers in the greater Montreal or around the city, outside the city, of course, but the concept of energy self-sufficiency is extremely appealing to them.
Yeah. So,
Terry, do you have a question?
Sure.
Maybe come on over to the microphone if you can, Terry. Sorry, it's a long walk and there are people in the way. He's coming.
I think you raised a really legitimate and appropriate point to drawing the attention to the need to work closer with the provinces in this regard. It also occurs to me that probably we need to work closer with the municipalities as well, too, who oversee the municipal solid waste side of the equation, who offer some financial incentives to get rid of that. But also there's a really interesting funding mechanism now with the federal FCM, Federation of Canadian Municipalities, who are supporting research work in the energy conversion, energy production side. So. Mm-hmm. Perhaps maybe, and I guess, Don, looking at you, Don's always raised his point about what can they do when he comes to Ottawa. Mm-hmm. Perhaps maybe because they're located in Ottawa, maybe that's something we could drop by and see him sometime.
Yeah, and it
does make sense.
Absolutely. And whatever technologies he can develop, they don't have to be high tech as long as they work. Right? But I agree. Municipal, you have to do it decentralized. And there's more implications other than economic and thermodynamic implications. There's actually political implications and societal implications, because this kind of thing brings people together. It forms community. It grows community on many levels. So whichever way I look at this idea, I think the impacts will all be positive.
Okay. Thanks very much, Marcel. For a guy who just got parachuted in at the last minute, he's done extremely well. I'd like to thank Marcel for this.